Joining us now is Dr. Elizabeth Wrigley Field, an associate professor at the University of Minnesota in the Department of Sociology and the Minnesota Population Center. She's a sociologist and a demographer who studies racial inequities and mortality in the historical and contemporary United States. She recently published a story about inaccuracies in counting deaths that may have been worse with regard to COVID-19 than we were led to believe initially. What prompted this study, first of all, Dr. Wrigley Field?
Hey, it's great to be here. The death toll of COVID was overwhelming by any count. More than 1 million Americans died during the pandemic. But we've always known that there were a lot of deaths that never got counted. Things like people didn't ever have a COVID test. Early on, the tests weren't available. And just in general, when people died at home, those deaths almost never got counted as COVID, even when it seems like they probably were COVID deaths. So everyone's been trying to know how many extra deaths might there really have been that we never counted accurately. And that's what we were trying to answer.
So when did you start this study, or when did you start the count? Did you actually count, or did you review the documents that were available to you?
So we use death certificate data. So every time someone dies, there is an official reason that they died that gets written down. And so we know that over 1 million times, the official reason written down was COVID. But we really wondered, for all these people who are dying at home, where the reason written down is like a heart attack or diabetes or just something vague like natural causes, how many of those seem like they might have actually really been COVID? So that's the data set that we used. And we use statistical,
You use statistical, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, we use statistical measures to say, you know, how many deaths like this would we have expected to have if there weren't a pandemic, and then how many extras happened. And we found there were about 1.2 million extra deaths that happened in those core pandemic years than you would have thought there would be. Most of those we know were COVID, but there's almost 200,000 that we don't know that they were COVID, but look to us like they actually were based on the timing of when they happened.
Had you had this data at the outset of the pandemic, how would that have colored the United States and the world's response to this outbreak and this pandemic?
You know, I think everyone was uncertain just how bad the pandemic could be. I will say I certainly did not believe that it would be as bad as it became in terms of the number of deaths. And I think those early months, 4 years ago, March and April 2020, were a big wake-up call about how many deaths there would be and also how unequal they might be, where we saw that intense deaths concentrated among communities of color. And that would be a feature of the pandemic throughout all these years. I think we didn't understand at first just how bad it was going to become.
So how does this impact healthcare, especially for those in marginalized communities, specifically in communities of color?
Well, I think one thing that we are seeing is that even just our basic death reporting systems, like we don't always know the information about how many people are actually dying. What gets written on a death certificate isn't always accurate. And that matters because it means we're not responding in the right way. So if we're undercounting the people who are dying in the pandemic, we don't know where to put resources toward. So I can be more concrete about it. We found that the deaths that were probably COVID but never got counted that way on a death certificate were mostly ones that were happening right before COVID started surging in a place. And so people were dying of COVID, but they didn't know they were in a surge, so they weren't testing. The people assigning death certificates weren't thinking about COVID as a likely cause of death. And that means people also weren't taking the kinds of precautions that they might if they knew they were in a surge. So all the kind of infrastructure that we didn't have, tests not being available, not looking at wastewater to know what the levels were in most of the United States, all those things really left people unprepared to make good decisions.
So
later on, I think...
So at this point, many more people are vaccinated right now. Many more people are vaccinated. Dr. Osterholm talks about a herd of protection because of so many people being vaccinated. But what does that do for folks? Does the undercounting still occur, especially with those who have long COVID now? And is there a chance that that is even being misdiagnosed? People are having heart disease or respiratory issues when it's actually long COVID.
I think that's right, that we miss a lot of long COVID deaths now. There's nothing in the death cause assignment process that is really well attuned to pick up if a previous COVID infection that you don't have anymore might have weakened your heart or weakened your pancreas in such a way that now you're dying of a stroke or diabetes or a heart attack or diabetes. Our health system isn't equipped to pick that up. So you're right that those are undercounts are probably still happening. At the same time, the vaccines were just such a miracle. I mean, they really, really work. And the vaccines were, so that it's been incredibly life-saving. And also, it's done a lot for communities of color, reducing the inequalities in who dies of COVID. At first, when we started vaccinating people, we did a really bad job of making the vaccines widely available to everyone. You know, it was very like richer communities, white communities got the vaccines first. It was very unequal. But that actually changed a lot as the vaccination efforts went on. And you can see that in the death rates. I mean, it really was a very life-saving thing that protected communities of color and reduced some of those inequalities. So some of that I would call a real population health success story.
Everyone, we're talking with Dr. Elizabeth Wrigley Field. She is an associate professor at the University of Minnesota. She has done a study counting racial inequities in the mortality counting with regard to COVID. So do you think it's a mistake, Dr. Wrigley Field, that the free testing, low or no cost drugs like Paxlovid or even the vaccines have been taken away and now they're just treated like any other vaccine or any other medication to stop or prevent an illness?
Yeah, I do think that's a mistake. I mean, COVID is still not just like any other illness in terms of the number of systems in the body that it impacts, in terms of even though we now have vaccines and most people have had COVID at least once, so it's not the same as it was when it was a brand new virus, but it's still pretty new for our bodies. And it is a much more serious disease than most of the other ones that we worry about that still kill a lot of people, like flu. So I think it's a big mistake that we rolled back some of those programs. In some ways, I think the biggest missed opportunity has been we could have come out of this pandemic with things like paid sick leave programs, you know, things so people don't have to go work sick and infect their coworkers. Things like improved ventilation in workplaces and schools so that people would be less likely to pass on respiratory protections. And those kinds of things would have helped everybody, but we just didn't do them. So to me, that's the sort of like glaring missed opportunity here.
So what's the big takeaway? What can people at home listening right now, how can we take this information from the study that you've done and apply it to our lives today?
Well, I think we should know that pandemics do happen. You know, none of us were expecting to live through this sort of once-in-a-century pandemic, but we don't know that it'll be a century before the next one. We don't know when new flu strains will emerge and so on. So it's good to be prepared. Some of the things that we learned about how to not infect one another, you know, do stay home if you're sick. Those are great things to have be kind of a cultural change. But it's hard to do that on your own if staying home when you're sick means that you lose pay, for example. Mm-hmm. So I think there does have to still be pressure for these bigger policy changes that will make it more possible for people.
All right. Dr. Field, we got to leave it right there. I'm sorry, Wrigley Field, we have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for sharing important information from the study that you've shared with us regarding uncounted deaths with COVID in this pandemic.